So good. Yes? Question?
Can you say some experience that you have here in Radhakund? Nice experience or bad experience? What your realization here in Radhakund?
Yeah, I don't so much speak about those things publicly. I will just speak my things are my things. But questions about my realizations are one thing that others have said that live here for a good length of time or a long time. Having lived in Vrindavan from 87 to 92, and I was coming here every Kartik since 94, staying in Gopal Mandir, but I moved here permanently to Gopal Mandir in 2002, and then this place was built and we moved here in 2004. So 2002, that's 13 years I've been here in Radhakund, year-round, every day, 12 months a year, not running out during summer or winter. And then before that I was in Vrindavan since 15 years. So now I can definitely, the whole experience of living in Vrindavan is unique compared to Russia or America or anywhere in the world because it's the holy dham. Chintamani Bhumi of Krishna, Leela Bhumi, especially of Radharani is so prominent, a devata in the Brajmandal. But the difference I found, which will become the speciality, because you're asking the speciality of Vrindavan, so then we have to compare, you're asking the speciality of Radhakund, so that means special. First of all, I established that Vrindavan itself, the whole entire Brajmandal, Gokul, Varsana, Nandagram, Raman, not Raman Riti per se, but Nidiban and Rasastali and all these places there, seven mandirs of the Goswamis in Vrindavan, Keshagat, Yamuna, Nidiban, etc., and Nandagram. Every place together, there's nothing like this in the entire world, entire universe. There's only one Vrindavan in this whole universe. There's one sun planet in this universe. There's one moon planet, and there's one earth planet, and there's one Vrindavan, and there's millions and billions of planets in this universe, and so many hundreds of countries. Nowhere like Vrindavan. So people say, I left my heart in Vrindavan, I love Vrindavan. So that's obvious by anyone who comes here and spends any amount of time. But when you come to Radhakund, I mean, I lived 15 years solid every day in Vrindavan. So what I find here is that because we knew about it and we were practicing in some way Manjari Bhav and Raghunuga Bhakti in Vrindavan, but the Radhakund speciality is Radharani is very clearly obvious here and easily accessible here. In fact, I agree, which someone said recently, that Manjari Bhav is just floating in the air. Manjari Bhav is just floating in the air in Radhakund and nowhere else in Brajmandal except here. Not in Govindakund, not in Varsana. Because Manjari Bhav is a special, the Radhadasyam, Radhasneha Adhika, the Radhadasyam Manjari Bhav is a special contribution and teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Varsana and other parts of Braj, there are many Nimbarkis sadhus, great sadhus, great devotees, but they are inclined towards Sakhi Bhav. There's a difference. We're also Sakhis. Mandris are called Nitya Sakhis, and sometimes some of the eternal ones are called Pran Sakhis, but generally the term is Nitya Sakhis. Whether Sadhana Siddha Gopis or Sakhis, the Mandris will be called Nitya Sakhis or even the Nitya Siddha, as far as I know. But there is some differentiation of Pran Sakhi, but that's not so clear delineated. So here, Manjari Bhava is floating in the air, and it's very easy. And then you hear it still. What I appreciate this place is I feel the presence of Radharani. When I'm living here, I feel I'm living on the lap of Radharani. mother is here. My baby on the mother's lap feels so secure. He doesn't know anything. He's practically unconscious. He's just eating and sleeping and crying all the time. But the situation, he's oblivious to the world. He knows his mother and her breast for milk and her loving arms and the warmth of her body and everything about the bonding of a child and a mother, which every child has experienced and every mother has also experienced. So that child is very secure. He's totally dependent. He's totally secure. He's being completely nourished. He's being completely protected. And that's why in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabhupada Saraswati, he describes Vrindavan in general, Brajmandal. He says, Brindatavi Mata. Brindatavi means forest. There's different ways to say, we say Vrindavan, or Tavi means forest. Why don't you get more water and go fill it, get more cups, give everybody a cup and make sure everybody gets water regularly. So Brindatavi Mata, Brindatavi, that the forests, all the different forests of Vrindavan, Talavan, Vailvan, Vajravan, Kokilvan, Vrindavan, they're all like mother. So here, it's like for us, when we live, people, devotees who live in Radhakund, it's the biggest austerity. They want to do anything they can to avoid going to Vrindavan. It's just too far away. What to speak? Govardhan is okay. Govardhan Parikrama, we can tolerate a few hours separation because you know you're coming right back, and it's nearby. But I guess oftentimes we have to go to Govardhan for something. But we try to, whatever we can get in Govardhan, that's nice. We don't, run to Vrindavan so we can get our whole wheat spaghetti noodles or our special olive oil. Because those sadhakas that do bhajan at Radhakund, they're quite serious about hearing and chanting and remembering the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna, most of them. So there's no need. We don't, whatever Radharani is giving us here, we accept. So this is here, everyone. Still, when I first came to Vrindavan in 77, and even in 87, people say Radhe Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Now, I don't think in 20 years anyone has said Radhe Radhe in Vrindavan. It's only painted on walls. It's painted on every wall and every tree. The trees are all saying Sri Radha, Jai Sri Radha, Radha Krishna. But people, it's just money, paisa, Prabhu come here, this, that. The shop owners used to say Radha Radha. I don't think anyone said it in 25 years. But here it's, if you walk here and there and go buy sabji and buy some milk and do parikrama, you hear 100 times in 1 hour, Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Maharaj, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. This is practical experience. You talk about unrealizations. That means spurti, vispurti, sakshat darshan. But this is practical. I live here, I move here, I'm well known here in this village. I know so many people. Radhe Radhe Maharaj, Radhe Radhe. You live in Vrindavan. Who's saying Radhe Radhe? Nobody. Zero. Even, and go, okay, they're busy with business and making money outside the temple. So in the circle of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in that area of Vrindavan, and they're all aspiring for the same goal of serving Radharani. How many people there in that circle? Only the devotee community. Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. What is the difference between Chicago and Los Angeles and London and St. Petersburg and Moscow and Taipei and Beijing and Kazakhstan or Gagestan or whatever they call them places? Everyone says Hare Krishna. So this Vrindavan is the same as Kazakhstan, the same as Chicago and Moscow. This is Radha's Dham, Sri Dham Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. All right, we are, and people have been chanting Hare Krishna for the last 1,000 years in Vrindavan. It's not a new thing. So here, that this is it, for someone who's a Gaudiya, this is music to the heart. Karmis have the expression "music to my ears." There's a phrase like this: "Oh, this is music to my ear." Like you get good news, someone says, "Oh, you got so much inheritance. Your grandfather died and left you 100,000 million rubles or whatever." Oh, this is good. This is music to my ear. This is music to my ears. This is good news. Now I get my kutia and I'm doing good. You know, whatever. So I'll do some Vaishnava seva, Guru seva. And this is the only place. This is the only place in all Braj Mandal where Radharani is 24 hours a day giving darshan. You can embrace Radharani 24 hours a day. You don't have to have a Brahmin thread. You don't have to be a Rishabhasi Goswami. You know, you can't get up three light years away from near Radharaman. You go. You try to touch Radharaman, you'll be shot. Go on the altar and, you know, you'll be shot on the spot. Boom. Dead. Nutcase. But here, Radharani and Shamsundar, you can embrace them. Liquid prem. It's an extraordinary place. When one has lived here for some time, then he realizes how far it is to attain prema. Prema bhakti and Nikunja Leela and Leela Pravesh, entering the Leelas of the Lord. And one's purified consciousness, saturated with stairati and all bhavas and prema. When will we come to that stage? It will be many, many lifetimes. So consequently, we'll have to be born and die. And many, so where do we want to be born? And where do we want to die? If we have a choice. Or at least if we can cultivate a sanskara. Sanskara is cultivation. I want this, I want this. We have samskaras from last life. I want this, I want this, I want this. So it's called the Gopi Baba Abhiman. And Bhakti Sandarbha is called Gopi Baba Abhiman. A very interesting discussion there. He says Gopi Baba Abhiman, something like Siddhir Prapti or something. Just by cultivating the abhiman, means the mentality, the thinking, the conception, the idea, the identity. Now you must have heard this expression, purusha abhiman. I don't know how long you've been around. You heard this term? Oh, he has purusha. Purusha means man, enjoyer. Prakriti means female, the enjoyed or whatever. Purusha and prakriti, Krishna and Radha. Purusha and prakriti, Shiva and Parvati. Energy and energetic, Shakti and Shaktiman, these are all the same two things. So Purushabhiman means to have the spirit of the enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. And it's Prakriti Abhiman, that I am the servant, I am the enjoyed. So Shiva, Lord Shiva, came to the Rasa dance. I want to see the Rasa dance. I'm Shiva, I want to see it. And the Gopi said, "Hey, Roko, you can't go here. Isn't that Pravesh Nehoga? You can't go inside here. This is ladies only. There's only Eki Purusha here. Bhagavan. Purushottam. We have Purushottamas. Purushottam. The greatest topmost Purushottam. Leela Purushottam. Madhurya Leela Purushottam. Sri Krishna Ki. Jai. So, why can't I? Because you think you're Shiva. You're the control. You just dance and destroy the entire universe. You're so powerful. You're on a level of Vishnu, Sadashiva. But you have Purushabhiman. You can't come. Even Lakshmi Devi, Narayan's wife, she wanted to enter. But she had Mahishi Abhiman. She's Prakriti. She's enjoyed. She's always massaging Narayan's feet. That's her perfection, this 9 limbs of devotion. Who attained perfection by Padasevanam? Who shows the example of devotional perfection by Padasevanam?
Lakshmi.
Who shows the example by remembrance? Prahlad Maharaj. He wasn't chanting Tava Karakam. He was just remembering. He was just doing smaran. Hey Bhagavan, save me. Purusha, she came, she's there, she's still there in Baalvan across from Keshigat in the forest of Baalvan, Lakshmivan. Baal means bilba tree. She's under the tree and she's sitting just like this. She's in meditation. She only murti in the entire universe. A Bhagavan or a Shakti. There's no murti of Bhagavan meditating. There's no murti of Sita Devi or Lakshmi Devi or Radharani like this in some mandir. That's the murti, have you seen? Baalvan. Anyway, you can't miss it. There's no other murti. She's just there by herself. Big size murti. Sitting on the floor. But she has Mahishi Abhiman. I am a queen. And then Yogamaya Purnamasi came to test her Abhiman, her mentality. You can make you want to be, want to dance with Krishna, you want to enter the Rasa dance because you understand that this is Vishnu, that Krishna is also Vishnu, but he's displaying a different type of Rasa. Because Vishnu is Krishna, Krishna is Vishnu, Vishnu is Ram, they're all equal, one, eki tattva. They're one in tattva, but there's a difference in ras and taste. Krishna is no different than Vishnu. So, this is my husband, this is my husband. Now he's taken this form of this dear Lalita Nayak, this Sham Sundar, and he's dancing in Rasa dance. We have no Rasa dance here in Vaikuntha. We have no Jal Kali. We have no holy. We don't have Julin. Narayan doesn't stand up on the Julin, and you know, and I'm just sitting here or going back and forth, and my hair is flying. And there's no Julin over there. And Narayan doesn't grab the tail of a calf and get dragged through the stool and mud puddles of the village. This is Gopal. Radharani's seen with her eyes Gopal go by through the stool and cow dung going from Gokul down to Ravel. Going down, hey, Krishna, where are you going? Little Gopal. Radharani has been in love with Krishna since her birth. When she opened her eyes, Sham. So then Yogamaya Purnamasi came. So you want to be a gopi, so you have some qualifications, some adhikars, and we'll take your exam and application. So, you want this job. Can you make these cow dung patties? You have to go behind the gober, collect all the gober, then you put it in a parat, then you carry it on your head, and then you go there and you put it on the ground, then you get some busa, and you have to mix it, you have to knead it like you make chapati flour, you have to put the busa inside, and you have to knead it, and go like this, and put more, busa means dry straw, busa. So it's not just you go like that and you have a gopher. So they make it, then you have to da da da, then you put it on the wall and then dry, that side dries and you take it off. There's a whole process. Are you willing to do that? No, koi, nay, not impossible. Look at my fingernails. See, this is 1 inch long. You wouldn't think I'd break these nails, you know, come on. So one by one she failed the test. You can carry 3 water pots on your head, and walk. Are you kidding me? I have so many servants to do that. Why should I carry that? I'm a queen. Ah, yeah. You're a queen of Vaikuntha. Out. This is Vrindavan. So Radhakunda is so a special place. And people oftentimes, when devotees first come to Vrindavan or they live here, they say, wow, Vrindavan, Radharan Darshan, Radharani Mangalartik, and Raman Ritti, and so many Leela Stalis, and Prikamark. Prikamark's a little austere these days. It was really beautiful back in the 70s and 80s. Amazing experience. Prikamark was like, the whole Vrindavan experience in the 70s and 80s was like cake, and then the Prikamark was like the cherry on the top of the cake, you know, cake and icing. And then Vrindavan was like cake, and then Didi Darshan was like icing, and then the prick one, Jamuna Snan and prick one was like the cherry on top of the cake. And it was like, bah. But now, you want a prick one to get run over? One friend of mine got run over there by a tempo, broke his leg. Dangerous, you have to wear shoes, your feet fall off. Yamuna, they put a dam on Haryana in 1995 or so. And then Yamuna stopped coming to Vrindavan. There's no Yamuna now. So Radhakund is, you feel very much the presence of Radharani. It's very easy to think of Leela here. It's very easy to, if you have Sarup, your Sarup city, Siddha Sarup, your Siddhadeya, it's very easy to meditate. The whole atmosphere, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of people here in the same line of thought, in the same line of bhajan, trying to whatever degree they're capable to meditate for some time every day and to pray. Everyone is here, most everyone. Vrijvasis are Vrijvasis, but they're too much. The center here, this is an entire town. There's about 12,000 people here, Bengalis and Vrijvasis, primarily. And there's only one deity for the whole town. There's only one temple for the whole town. There's only one deity for the whole town, that's Radharani. She's huge. She's the biggest Radharani deity in the universe. Right? She's like, I don't know, 300 feet long, 200 feet wide. Huge. So the Brijvasis, when they do Parikrama, they say, I'm doing Radharani Parikrama. Not Radhakund Parikrama. Oh, my car, my car is parked by Radharani, or I'll meet you by Radharani. Did you see Radharani today? So it becomes, you know, you get infected. And that's when the whole experience of all these things, the way the Brijvasis think, the way they say Jayarate, and the meditation, and the Babaji's, and the whole experience. Because everybody comes to take darshan of one temple every day. Everybody in this whole village comes to take darshan of Radharani every single day, to one temple, Radharani. And they do parikrama of that temple, Radharani, once, thrice, four times, whatever. But in Vrindavan, some people go to this Radhasham Sundar, some people go to Radha Govinda, some people go to one or two, they only go to Radharaman. I mean, do you think the people from Radharaman, Goswamis, they come up to another part of the town to take darshan? I doubt it. They just go from their house to Radharaman. So there's so many people going in so many directions, but here, Vrindavan is like people live all over the place and they're going this way, they're going so many different directions at different temples. You follow? But here at Radhakund, there's one temple and everybody's coming here. It's like a wheel, a chakra, a wheel, you have a hub and spokes going off. So the center of the entire town is Radharani, which we call Radhakund, and everybody is coming there. And going around. And I go to these temples, why? Okay, Govindaji. And now everybody, 12,000 people a day offer ghee left to Radharani. It's contagious. You just come here and you just fall in love with Radharani and you just remember Radharani. And I mean, you go anywhere, Radharani, and you sing Radharani. And I remember this, I'll put it.
Well, the dictionary which she got from Lapa Gusuma, actually, like, from one hand there is mentioned that Radharani, she is so merciful and she is giving her mercy to everyone, and like example that female jackal when it was dying, Radharani took her to her side. And from another hand there is also mentioned that the Radha Prema is very hard to attain. I mean, it's very hardly to attain Radha Prema. And Radharani, she is speaking that first you have to surrender me, you have to become mine, and after I give you everything. So how we can understand the two completely different points? From one hand, she is very merciful. From another hand, she is like very hardly to attain her Prema, like more easy to attain Krishna Prema than Radha Prema.
Well, Krunamayi Radha, her mercy is there for anyone. prema, I mean Krishna prema, and I mean Krishna braj, you know, Krishna Vrindavan, you're talking about Vaikuntha prema. Any type of prema is very, very difficult to attain. And you can't separate. If you're talking about Vaikuntha prema, automatically you say Vishnu prema, it includes Lakshmi prema. If you're talking about Krishna, if you're talking about Vrindavan, Vrindavan, or Dwarka, or Mathura, and you're talking about prema, then if you're talking about, oh, Krishna prema, it's not quite correct what you said. Krishna prema is easy and Radha prema, this is incorrect. Because prema is prema. If it's Braja prema, it has certain characteristics and certain definitions, but prema is always very, very difficult. If Krishna is, if you have Krishna prema and Vrindavan, you can't not have Radharani prema. They're the same. They're the same. If you're worshipping Krishna and Vrindavan, because Krishna is always with Radharani 24/7. Always, 24 hours a day with Radharani. So that's one point. Now, Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Bhava Bhakti itself, whether it's Bhava Bhakti for Lord Vishnu, Lord Ram, or Lord Krishna, or Radha, or Lakshmi, or Sita and Ram, and Lakshmi and Narayan, and Radha and Krishna, it's Sudurlabha. Sudurlabha. It's very, very, very difficult for anyone to attain, even after hundreds of lifetimes. So Karuna, Karuna is a feminine quality. Lakshmi is merciful. Rukmini is merciful. Sita Devi is merciful. Radharani is merciful. Karuna Mayi Radha. But still, there's mercy and then there's acceptance of an intimate relationship with Krishna. For example, some wealthy man, he's a very wealthy man, he may be very charitable and very merciful. And people come to him and say, I need money. And so people say, oh, he's a very kind and merciful and kind, merciful and generous person. Anyone who goes there will be satisfied and be helped and promoted. But that's different than saying anyone that approaches him will be accepted as his family member. And accept, yes, you come, you live in my house with me, you can ride in my Rolls Royce every day with me. You see the difference. So Radharani, she's merciful to the jackal or merciful to anyone. And so are Vaishnavas. Kripambudi. It says Vaishnav Kripambudi. Ambudi means ocean. Ambudi. And Kripa means mercy. Kripa and Karuna, they're basically the same. Mercy, compassion, kindness, help, care. So Vaishnava himself, he's the guru is called the Murti of compassion, the Murti of mercy, Kripa Shakti Murti. And the Vaishnavas, all the Vaishnavas, this is their description, their lakshana. Vaishnava Kripambudi, they're oceans of mercy, fulfilling everyone's desires. So Radharani, okay, she's merciful, but then it's easy to get some money from the rich man, but it's not so easy to move into his house and have him build an extra bedroom in his house. Oh, you gave me $10 million to help me. Can I move into your house? Can I move into your house with you? He said, well, wait a minute. But you're merciful. You're very merciful. You gave me $10 million. I built a big house for my wife and kids, and we have new cars, and everyone's doing nice, and we have nice. But I want, I'm very happy. You were so merciful to me. But I want to live in your house with you. I want to use your private swimming pool, and I go to your entertainment theater, and I want to be part of your family. I want to eat dinner with you, and that may be a little difficult. Oh, you're not merciful. Oh, what is this? Why are you so hard? Well, you should be. You should just let me move in tomorrow. Anybody just knocks on your door, you should just move them in. You're there on the bed, and your wife's there, and then I'm just next to your wife. So it's not so easy to become Radharani's Palyadasi, to become her intimate maidservant. You want to get the highest thing. Okay, the jackal got his, you know, cut fixed or got his life saved. In Padyavali it describes how Radharani, some calf was chewing some grass, but he didn't know what he was doing. He chewed some dry grass and he cut his lip. A calf, a baby cow, some dry stalk and pierced his lip. So Radharani felt so much compassion. She took some kunkum from her breast and made a little unguent, like a little healing ointment, you know, anything Radharani. And she was dressing the wound of the calf. And that's an example of her compassion. So that doesn't mean she took the calf and, okay, calf, you come in and you kunja lila with me. Come to the Rasa dance. So it's expressing compassion for is one thing. Because I can't say I've read, but certainly we've heard over and again, and so have you, people say, Vrishvasis especially, no one can live for 1 minute in Vrindavan without the mercy of Radharani. Have you ever heard of this? It's a very common thing. I can't say I can where that is, but this whole Vrindavan, Brajadam, this we can say by Shastra Vidhan or Shastra, is she's Vrindavan Aishwari. It means, like if I'm the Rani of Jhansi, if I'm the Jayapur Rani, if I'm the queen of Jayapur, I'm the queen of all these other kingdoms, not the king and the queen, that means that's my place. I have power. Maybe if the king dies, I have absolute power. But the king's there. Anything I say, if I say, oh, king, this person was not nice to me, you should finish him. Okay, he's finished. So the queen is in control of the territory. That's her kingdom. So this is the territory of Radharani. Vrindavan, Vrajadam, is the kingdom of Radharani. That's why she's the Ishvari. Vrindavan Ishvari means she's the queen. This is her kingdom. So if you can't enter a kingdom without the mercy of the king and queen, their permission. That's practical. If someone comes and someone says, Maharaj, someone has come from another, so who is he, friend or foe? I don't know this person. He's not in our clan. He's not in our group. Maybe he's a spy from a neighboring king. Bring him here. Let's find out what his business is. So then the king might say, I don't like your idea. I don't like the way you act. You go from here, out. And he throws that person out of his kingdom. So what can he do? So some stranger is not born in that kingdom and protected by that king. He can't live there for a minute without the permission of the king. You see the example? Because the king has his spies seeing who's coming, who's going. The enemy may come at night and attack the king, so he has to be informed by his informants. So the same way, Radharani is in charge. So she says, who's coming? This person's coming here. A nonsense person? Oh, you go. Out. Out from here. So that's the idea that Radharani's mercy is, alright, how much mercy do you want at one time? Somehow Radharani is very merciful because the devotee thinks, he doesn't think, I really deserved all this mercy. I really deserve to live in Vrindavan. No, he never thinks. He thinks, I deserve to go to hell. I deserve to be locked up in jail. I deserve to be beaten with cane and sticks and rods and rocks thrown on me. But somehow Radharani is so kind, so merciful. This is the karuna. The humble devotee can see the reality as it is. That we have no adhikar for anything in devotional line. It is all mercy from start to finish. That's why in Hindi land they say, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. You can say Guru Karuna. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. Sri Guru Kripa Sindhu. Kripa Sindhu Das Baba, famous devotee, Kripa Sindhu, contemporary devotee. Well, the Vaishnava, the Guru, is the ocean of mercy. So it's by the mercy of Guru that we can chant the holy name or read Shastra or hear, meet with devotees. We have, everywhere it's mercy, everywhere gratitude. We're grateful. When you chant Gopal mantra, it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, these are the Diksha mantras, primary mantras. Guru is there. You can see the sroop of the Guru is in that mantra. Krishna's there. Radha's there. Different leelas are there. A Guru is also there. The sroop of the Guru, the Guru's roop is in the mantra. You'll see the Guru roop and Siddha roop of the Guru in the Diksha mantras. So how much gratitude devotees have. We say eternally, eternally indebted to my Guru.
Oh, I have my place in Vrindavan.
That's why you hear the biography of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was having classes in Calcutta, Bagh Bazar, regularly scheduled classes every Wednesday or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever. At the conclusion of the class, he would say, so, by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Gandharvika Giridhariju, we will meet together on Friday and have a class by their mercy. Even the convening of a class, or the convening means the organizing or giving a class, Prabhachan, he saw that as an act of mercy, if the Lord is merciful. It's a very nice mentality, very quite devotional, quite correct way to see and act. We're in Prem Dham Vrindavan, or worshipping Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and by his mercy we'll attain the eternal service of Lila Purushottam, Madhurya Lila Purushottam, Sri Krishna and Mahabhavati Radharani, and their eternal service as the maidservants, kinkaris of Radharani. It's all mercy. It's not like, oh, Jackal's lucky, I'm not lucky. Or Radha Prema is so difficult, so hard. No. When we qualify and Radharani, it's her sweet will. Her sweet will and her wish that this prema is something that prema and bhav, they come down to us. They're gifts. They're placed in the heart by the Lord. Golokera prema dana. Golokera is that dana that comes from down. Prema comes down. Sadhana goes up. We go up sadhana, by sadhana bhyas, by sadhana, we practice vaidhi sadhana, ragnuva sadhana, we progress, we go up. Then we become qualified, eligible. Then the rest is descent of mercy is there, otherwise no progress even from day one. But to attain bhava and prema, that's some special descent of mercy and blessings from the Premi Bhaktas and the other world. It comes like a ray, it says in Nectar on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that praying bhava and praying descend like a ray from the sun, enter the heart. It's called Suryamshu. A ray of praying Suryamshu, a ray of prema. Oh Radharani, it's really like, oh Radharani, you're so kind and merciful. And the examples are there, but you're not merciful to me because your prema is so hard to get. That's not correct. You can get prema in five ways. And one of those five ways is Mathura Mandala Vas, to live in Mathura Mandala. And Bhagavat Shravan, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vishnu Chakravarti, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, he says, Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Sangha, in the association, Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha, with, Saha means with, together with, Rasika Bhaktas, to hear the Bhagavat, the teachings of Bhagavatam, with advanced devotees. So, hearing the Bhagavatam, living in Braj, Nam Sankirtan, that's the third way to get prema. Shri Murti, Shraddha Seva, to serve the Thakurji and Thakurani, Radha and Krishna, with great faith and love and devotion. Shri Murti, Shraddha Seva, great faith, love and devotion. And the Nam Sankirtan, the worship, and then Vaishnava Seva, serve the Vaishnavas. So in Vrindavan, all five things are available. That's mercy of Radharani. In Vrindavan, you hear the Bhagavatam class. And Moscow, you hear the Bhagavatam class. In Vrindavan, you get 100 times the benefit. That's mercy of Radharani. And you chant 16 rounds, it's like 1,600 rounds. 100 times benefit. It's Radharani. Because that's her. This is her dham. And her dham is full of mercy and full of kripa. But to attain that Radha Krishna prema, or you want to isolate Radha prema, the mantris have Radha Sneha Adhika, but they have Radha Krishna prema. They have Radha Govinda prema, Yugal prema. We worship Yugal, Radha and Krishna together. But we have more affection. We have unlimited oceans of affection and love for Krishna. A little extra, Adhik. Adhik means extra for Radharani. Radha Sneha Adhik. Our sneha, our affection, more there. We take Radharani's side. Oh, Krishna, you nasty, go from here. And then Dinesh Chambrindadevi, they're on Krishna's side. Dinesh Chambrindadevi or Krishna sneyadik. No, Krishna's not so bad. Why are you making it so hard? You won't let him in the kunj. Hey, Mandris. No, he's no good. Radharani doesn't want to see him. It's like this. Other